It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. If you have Alzheimer's disease or think you may have Alzheimer's disease, Health Initiatives Research is seeking participants to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of an oral study drug that may slow the progression of mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. More information is available at 871-1771.
On this edition of Ozarks, two legislators discuss the role of Planned Parenthood in Arkansas's healthcare future and upcoming examinations of the state's parole and probation process. We also hear why a possible national designation for the White River has some people concerned.
We'll also spend an afternoon at Opera in the Ozarks at Inspiration Point, where musicians, singers, and an entire community combines to create summer entertainment.
But first, an activist group opposing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline in Oklahoma stopped construction work at a pump station in Seminole, Oklahoma, about 100 miles southwest of Muskogee yesterday. Eight members of the Great Plains Tar Sands Resistance chained themselves to equipment at the work site. Three of those members were from, or are from, Fayetteville. Eric Whelan is the spokesperson for the group.
We had four people who locked their arms using metal pipe through the tread of a earth excavator in order to prevent that piece of equipment from being used. We had two other people lock themselves to each other on top of a storage facility for equipment so that that equipment couldn't be used. And then we had two other people who locked themselves to each other in front of a trailer, a work trailer, so that they could prevent work from beginning that day.
Volunteer firefighters and police reportedly responded and began to use the jaws of life to extricate the activists from the scene. But in the process, one of the activists sustained injury. At that point, the remaining protesters unlocked themselves out of concern for their own safety, something Whelan says members of the group have to keep in mind when taking protest actions.
When we go into these actions, there is an understanding that the police could use some pain compliance in order to remove you from the site. But I believe this was the first action where we had like overt threats from the police about how they are not just, you know, we might cause you harm in this process, but telling us we're going to cause you harm.
All told, 10 activists from Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and California were arrested. Whelan says the group has more resistance actions planned for later in the summer in attempts to block construction of other tar sands pipelines in Oklahoma.
Arkansas officials concerned with the Lake Maumelle watershed are continuing to struggle for access to documents regarding the integrity of the Pegasus pipeline that ruptured in Mayflower. A letter from the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says Exxon has requested confidential treatment, meaning the documents would be sealed. Pulaski County Judge Buddy Valine says the lack of access presents problems with oversight and a community's ability to control its drinking water.
We have to have some authority to have a say. Now, understand, this pipeline was there before Lake Maumelle was there, and they, in fact, moved it to ensure that it was not under the lake itself. It still remains a serious concern, but I think we're involved now. We continue, will continue to be involved, at least to have the community's position put forward very strongly if need be.
One of the pipeline integrity documents requested is the results of an inspection conducted by Exxon only 6 weeks before the oil spill in Mayflower. The federal agency regulating the pipeline says they are analyzing Exxon's objection to the release of records. Valine says members of the Lake Maumelle governmental stakeholders are awaiting the review of Exxon's request, which is currently being granted pending review.
More trails could be on the way in Rogers if the city council approves a contract to construct four sections of Blossom Way Trail for just more than $1 million. Steve Glass, director of the city's Planning and Transportation Department, says the trail projects are aimed at making more trail connections in the city.
That was one of the reasons we started working on this project, and so it could do that. It also connects several schools and parks as well along the way. And what it has there, actually there are four or five different components. There are some pieces to this connection that we're talking about that will be constructed in conjunction with street projects as well. But this piece, it will connect all those pieces together when they're all complete. So since just one of four different projects that will eventually connect the Greenway Trail to downtown Rogers.
The roughly two-mile connection between Veterans Park and Rogers High School on Dixieland Road is only one part of the Greater Blossom Way Trail, which includes some already completed sections.
The other projects are, one is Feist Lane, which is a street project, which we haven't bid out. When that street project is bid out, there'll be a section of trail connecting as part of it. Another piece is the First Street project. We've incorporated trails into it as well. And then a third piece is the Price Lane project, which has already been built. And actually, there's another one that's already been built, and that's the part down by the high school, the Blossom Way Greenway Trail that goes from Dixieland over to 540.
The Rogers City Council meets tonight.
Yesterday, Arkansas officials released a draft of a waiver they plan to submit to the federal government to allow federal Medicaid dollars to purchase private insurance for thousands of low-income residents. With the release of the document by the State Department of Human Services, officials are seeking public input. Two meetings are scheduled for next month. The first will be July 2nd in Little Rock, and the other is July 8th in Fort Smith. Residents can also send in their comments during the next 30 days. The private option was approved as an alternative to expanding Medicaid's enrollment for hundreds of thousands of low-income residents. Governor Mike Beebe signed it into law earlier this year, but it still must receive federal approval.
The Northwest Arkansas Metropolitan Statistical Area has been ranked as one of the top areas for job growth. According to the publication New Geography, the Northwest Arkansas MSA ranks third among mid-sized cities in its list of 2013 best cities for job growth. The area's ranking improved by 18 spots since last year's list.
Razorback Transit, like most other divisions at the University of Arkansas, will not operate on Thursday, July 4th. According to Razorback Transit, normal operations will resume on Friday, July 5th. The U of A is also reminding Arkansas senior citizens they can enroll in credit courses for free on a space available basis. Seniors wanting to enroll in fall classes are encouraged to apply as soon as possible to ensure they are admitted prior to the August 25th registration period. For more information, contact the university's admissions office.
Classic summer forecast, tonight mostly clear. Lows will be around 73 for the region. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid to upper 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows from 71 in Northwest Arkansas to mid 70s in the Arkansas River Valley.